Not just to pick one woman and being with her and then you come to be the family leader. No, you have to be the husband before you introduce yourself as the leader of the house. Must be a husband. Then you have the husband who is at the top of the pyramid. That husband at the top must have a companion. Then it's his duty to search for companion. That's why he descend. He coming from uphill to downhill. Because if you don't come to downhill, you never find the people. So then for him, coming down is another gesture or signal of humbleness, because you have to come down to look for someone you can live life with. And if you are coming down, there's a signal of little bit humiliation by not feeling proud to be at the top, but you come down. That's why you are here at the peak of the pyramid, but you cannot stay here by your own self. You have to drop down. So the diagram have to start like that. Let's start with the man. The man is the husband and later on the father, because you have to be husband before you come to be the father, legitimately. He is the father who is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the protector and the maintainer of the family. You didn't even appoint yourself. You have to have that in mind from the very beginning. You don't appoint yourself to be the husband. Allah appointed you to be the husband. You don't appoint yourself to be the father. Allah appointed you to be the father. You don't appoint yourself to be the leader of the house. Allah appointed you to be the leader of the house. Then you don't force yourself. It's not by your choice, but by following the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to directives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. He said, men are the protectors and the maintainers of women. Then Allah appointed you to be the protector and the maintainer of the woman. Why? Because if you are the protector and the maintainer of women, you come to be the same time the protector and the maintainer of the children. That is automatic. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala call man protector, maintainer. Then Allah give man some kind of a power to demonstrate. Because if you want to be the protector, if you want to be the security guard of the family, if you want to be the maintainer, you have to reveal your character. You have to have that personality. You have to get the characteristics of a qawwam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called man qawwam. And qawwam signifies a person who takes the responsibility of safeguarding the interests of other people. That is the word qawwam. It's not just being the husband and then enjoy everything in the marriage. No. Qawwam is taking the responsibility of giving safeguarding for the entire family and give them security and maintenance. That is al-qawwam. Call it al-qawwam. Family has many functions to perform in the life of the individuals and in the society. The family is not just a factory of procreation. Sometimes people think that family is having children. Sometimes people think family is children. Family, what is family? Family is having children. But we have to understand that family is not just a factory of procreation, but has objectives. Family has objectives for preservation and continuation of human race. Family the position of family is to maintain human existence in order. It's not just like animals. No. We cannot be like animals. Our life must be in order, and we cannot put the life of human on earth in order without family. Yes. The process of procreation needs established structure to come into operation. If we want to process human creation on earth or reproduction of human, because we are reproducting each other from Adam to the last man, it's just children and fathers. It's just a circle. Then reprocreation must have a very, very established structure to come into operation. But if we don't establish the structure, we're going to have chaos in the operation. Or we're going to jam up somehow in the operation. Then to operate the family, men and women and children are all in need of permanent and lasting institution in order to fulfill their duties. To fulfill the duties, we need institution. They call it home or manzil, where you can dwell, or settlement, relaxation, calmness, security. We need that to establish family life. Yes. Then man, who is at the top, his duty is to build the house. Who built the pyramid? Not women. Men build the pyramid. And if you want to establish the house, you, the man, you are the only one who's supposed to build the pyramid. Pyramid, the house, means the house. So you have to build the institution, which is the house. You have to provide, but how to build the house? Here I'm not talking about physical building. It's not the physical structure. Although physical structure is part of the building, but that doesn't mean that physical structure is the only thing. No, you have to understand that you, as the builder of the family, the first thing you have to build is not the building, the structure. What you have to build is relation. How to build relation? By establishing what they call psycho-emotional stability. Your psycho-emotional stability must be in order. If your internal self is not balanced, don't marry. Don't even try to look for anyone. Don't search for wife. Why? Because my psycho-emotional stability is not in order. Why? Because you are coming to be a leader. If you want to be a leader of the country, they have to take you to the psychiatrist. They have to check you, like Bill Clinton. Before he come to be a president, don't think that he just come for the voting and all this. No, they take him to psychiatrist. They know that his brain is correct. That is the first thing before they elect him from his own party. They know that he's all right. Then everything that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give you the chance of taking care of a family without having psycho-emotional stability. Your internal self as the man must be concrete, must be firm, must be in order. But if you don't have psycho-emotional stability, you cannot take care of the family. The second thing is, part of the building is love. If there is no love, there is no family. Don't start it. Because love is the root of sincerity. If you don't love, you cannot bring sincerity. There is no sincerity without love. I am very sincere. Maybe you love. But if you don't love, you cannot have sincerity. That is part of the building.